Boom. Hi. Welcome to the Toddcast.
No intro this
no
time.
No intro. Straight to the point this week. Sorry it took us so long. We didn't want to fill your mind with extra random stuff.
Exactly. So. Don't get distracted right away.
Right. So I am John and I am with Ange this time. Ken disappeared earlier.
Lame.
He's a big jerk.
Lame sauce.
Always lame sauce with Ken. Always. All right, so give me 1 second here, and I'll see what's coming up in the awesome NDC calendar.
It's already planned out for, like, the entire year.
Yeah, it is. We're just going to talk about the next, like, five things coming up. I know this Saturday we have a Grand Prix trial for Miami Magic Gathering in Butler. It is on, or it is Saturday. I think it's at 10 o'clock in the morning. Is registration's at 10?
Registration's at 10, and you have to, like...
Yeah. I'm pretty positive. And that's up in Butler. It's going to be awesome. We're having the same event here on the 21st of February. So if you miss this weekend, and then you don't want to go to game day in between, you can come here on the 21st. All right, so also this weekend is Cranberry's anniversary sale in Cranberry.
Yay.
They're going to be almost 30 years old.
Aww,
I know, right?
They're trying to get as old as me.
I know. I think we were like five, because we're close to the same age. Like, yeah. I think we were like five when Todd opened Cranberry.
Yeah.
So they're going to be like 28. Then the 14th and the 15th is Magic Game Day. So go to your local NDC, check out their Facebook, see what they're doing. It's a standard tournament. It's a lot of fun. Great times. Everybody that plays gets a promo. Top 8 gets promos. And then first place gets these sweet Ugin champion playmats. They're Ugin. They're giant dragons.
I just want a giant dragon playmat.
Right. Well, I mean, we had Ugin ones, but these ones are cooler looking. Like, cooler. They're really cool. They're like big blue, neon-y looking Ugins.
Awesome. I love dragons.
Right? Then the 21st is our Grand Prix trial here. $30. Registration's at 10. You have to be here by noon, and you can pre-register now here at the Mills. It is a sealed event. Let's see. 28th, the last Saturday of the month, is ButtCon. ButtCon 6. So go and do the con in the butt. I know there's big 50 cent comic sale on, I think, Friday, and then Saturday is the actual con. So we have a bunch of guests coming up for that, and then Sunday is giant ridiculous game day, where they take over the mall and just play all kinds of different games.
In the center,
okay. Yeah. And that's pretty much it for events. We had a lot of events go on between the beginning of the year and now, and that's why part of the reason why we couldn't do a podcast, we couldn't get time. We had pre-releases going on.
Well, and you got sick.
I got sick and didn't have a voice for like a week and a half. It was pretty rough. Then Ken was just really busy getting ready for the basement sale that was last weekend. Thanks to everybody who came out to that. That was a huge success. Tons and tons of books, all alphabetized. We're opening it up again, and I think sometime in March, I think so.
Oh, the basement's not always open.
It is not, but there is some kind of crazy $1 million comic sale coming up, and it's in March sometime, and I can't remember what date, but Todd, for one day, is opening all of the Elwood store, all of Old Elwood, and the VFW/Secret Cave all at the same time, and everything's $1.
Oh, my God.
It's
like,
right?
Overwhelming.
I guarantee he's going to be like, hey, can you come up and help me this weekend? And I'm going to be like, nope. I've got other things to do. I actually think it might be the weekend I'm out in State College doing a con for him. But anyway, still going to be fun. Everybody come out for that. It'd be great. All right, let's talk some comics.
Okay.
All right, so the first comic I'm going to talk about, which we're sold out of, but we're getting a reprint of this coming Wednesday, a week from today. Holy F word.
Holy F word. Apparently, I'm the only one that can say that.
Right. We don't F bomb on this. Oh, yeah. Ange.
That was not on purpose.
I know. So the book is basically, if you can imagine, Jesus and Rambo in the same book. Like Jesus, Rambo, and like Smoking Aces. Like, so he's like a drug addict, sex addict, savior who likes to use machine guns. Oh. That's what this book is. It is awesome. All the other old gods of the world are trying to get people to worship them again. So Jesus comes in and is like trying to kill them because he's like, no, you need to worship me. And he saves this nun and it's all kinds of crazy and it's just a lot of fun. But definitely check it out. Holy F Word. It's on Action Lab. I think it's like a 6-part mini. It's pretty awesome, though. I really enjoy it. I like a lot of the stuff that they're putting out.
I like all the quotes they had on all the different covers.
Oh, yeah. Like the Jesus and Satan cover. Yeah. There's a Jesus and Satan cover for each issue. And this one started out with Jesus said something like, "Forgive me, Father." And then Satan was, "For I have sinned." And they all have different things. And like, so the end of the book, they have like a bunch of alternate covers. And my favorite one, and Aaron and I laughed so hard about this one for like a good 20 minutes. And we showed everybody. It's like them as a rock band.
Oh, jeez.
And Jesus, the only thing he's wearing is a banana hammock. And on it, it says, on the front, it just says, "The Holy Trinity." So I then... posted on the Facebook page for Action Lab, please tell me you're going to sell these at some point in the future, because how hilarious would that be?
That would be great.
Just throwing that out there. Okay, your turn.
All right. My first book is called Lady Killer. It's actually the first part of, I think it's a 4 or 5 part, 5 part miniseries. Pretty much it's like Betty Draper from Mad Men, but yeah. She's got like short black hair. And like the first part of the book, she's going door to door like selling Avon. Everything seems normal. And the lady's like, "Okay, come in. I'll offer you some tea." And she's like, "All right. Oh, guess what? I'm going to put this poison in your tree and try to kill you." And
what?
The lady catches her. And
is it hemlock tea?
I don't know. They don't say that. Okay. Anyway, it starts off with like it escalates to a fight in the kitchen with this lady shoving a knife through this lady's, I think it's her throat or her chest. There's blood everywhere.
Yeah.
She's like, "Oh, darn, it stained my dress." But then, like, the next page is, like, she's, like, the regular modern housewife in, like, the 50s, 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And during dinner, her employer calls, and he actually comes to the door while they're, like, watching dinner with the family, or watching dinner, watching TV with the family and stuff, so.
Watching dinner.
Yeah. But, so, yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting.
That's awesome.
It's pretty cool.
That's cool. I know we reordered a bunch.
Mm-hmm. The second issue came out this week, actually.
Yeah. We got like a bunch of the second prints coming because I know Ladies Night's going to be reading this in March, right? April? March.
April with the gym.
Wow. So long. Pink. A lot of pink that month.
It is.
A lot of pink.
If her dress is still pink on the second printing.
I think the back of the cover is a different color, and I think it's pink, too.
I know I saw in the previews. I'm pretty sure it said... like when they're advertising this, I'm pretty sure it says like Betty Draper meets American Psycho or like something like ridiculous like that.
It seems a lot of fun.
It is really fun.
Jeez.
It's great.
I love like books like that. Like I loved the
perfect solution to all those problem stains. And she's like covered in blood with like the mop on the cover.
I love it because it reminds me a little bit of The Kitchen. A bit.
Oh, I haven't read that yet, but yeah, you said that was good.
It was really good, like Mob Wives and like Hell's Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of dug that too. So, I mean, it'd be cool. So. All right, my next book, Thor, number 4, and number 5 comes out next week.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're behind.
Yeah, well, they're behind a little bit. It's all right. It's okay. So, so the beginning of the book starts out. Thor's wondering where the hell his arm is. And then they bring Screwbeard, who is one of the dwarves who did Mjolnir, who brought an Uru arm for him.
I was wondering what, yeah.
Crazy. So it's now an even stronger arm. Then he finally meets up with Lady Thor, and Thor's like, "Are you my mother? Because she's disappeared, blah, blah, blah." And she kisses him to tell him, "No, I'm not your mom." Does that answer your question? And then they, there they are.
Making out.
Yeah, schmooching. Like, that's a thundery schmooch.
Yeah.
And so they defeat the Frost Giants, blah, blah, blah. You find Frigga. She was frozen the whole time. But Lady Thor tells Thor that they've known each other before, but she can't tell him who she is.
Hmm.
And the kiss kind of made him think that he might know who it is, but he's not sure. So then he says to her, "No, you are now Thor because the hammer
chose you.
The hammer chose you. You are worthy to be Thor. I am just the Odin son. Mm-hmm. You are the mighty Thor." And then she's like, "I am the mighty Thor." So I guess Thor is now a unisex name. So how many baby girls are going to be named Thor now? That is my question. Just saying.
You know what happens. I was thinking is how she's all like, you know, we've met before, blah, blah, blah. And Sif used to have blonde hair until, like, Loki chopped it all off and she dyed it black.
Yeah, but I don't think it is.
Yeah, I don't know. That just ran through my mind quickly.
I can see where you were going with that, but because you see part of the Warriors 3 there, and I'm not sure if you see Sif or if maybe she's just not there. I don't know because I don't really know where Sif has been for a while because I'm really not up on Thor. Let I was like, new stumping on point. I'll jump on and check it out and see what's going on. And yeah. I like powerful like female leads. Like I think they're really cool. Like I've always loved Carol Danvers. I've always loved She-Hulk. So like for me, this is a big. This is cool. Like it's neat. Mm-hmm. I'm not still 100% sold on the fact that we're calling her Thor. Because he's Thor.
Yeah.
Like, that's his actual name. So, to just call him the Odin son is weird. And eventually we know that the hammer goes back to him because future Thor in Jason Aaron's run has the hammer back. But we'll see.
Hmm.
So,
interesting.
Definitely check it out. Issue 5 is catching up next week. So, lots of Thor come out real quick. That's about all I got for that one.
Okay. My next one is actually an all-new X-Men, but it's the annual, and I was actually super excited for this one because I don't even know. It might have been a year ago, but one of the newer mutants, Ava Bell, she's Australian. She can kind of control time. She's got, like, these time bubbles that stop things. When they were all in the danger room and practicing, like, she disappeared for a while, and maybe 10 minutes.
Was that the one?
And when she came back,
she was, like, really older.
She looked kind of older, but she had really long hair, and like the was it the three canaries? Do you still call them the canaries?
The cuckoos.
Like they're like, we know what happened, and she's like, don't tell anyone. So finally, with this annual, you finally figure out what's happening.
Was it the all new one, or was it the
no? It's all new X-Men. Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
I thought it was the uncanny one where that happened, where you get to see where that happened. Anyway, go ahead.
So,
I digress.
Anyway, you see her like pretty much she's like time hopping a lot because you find out. She, I believe, was in the, I don't know if she ends up in the 2099 universe or that's where she was. She was in 2099 and she was married. She had a kid. Somehow she like timed hop again and she wound up in like Jurassic period and met Morgan Le Fay. And she's like, oh, good, you're here and you can control time and you can help me get out of here too. And I'm like, oh, yeah, Morgan Le Fay. And she's like, Ava Bell's all thinking in her head, and she's like, you know, I know what you did to King Arthur. Like, I know all the stories about you. I don't trust you. And somehow she gets, Ava Bell actually gets out of there, and she goes back to the 2099 universe. But since she's been gone so long, her husband, her child, they don't exist. She actually goes and meets Doctor Strange, but Doctor Strange in 2099 is apparently Tony Stark. Which is just like super
interesting.
Weird. And so the way that ends.
Did you read the Uncanny one? Because I think the Uncanny one.
Is it Uncanny?
It was almost identical, except different things happened.
Okay.
Or maybe it was a different character that disappeared as well. That went through time. Can I see her? So I know which character I'm actually talking about.
And she's got like the blue with the white streak.
I think it's the same character.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I read both, so I could have just been getting them confused. But
I don't know, because like in the one I read, like she goes to the future and she sees magic, and magic is the new Sorcerer Supreme, and she has her husband and kids in 2099, and she meets the X-Men 2099.
Oh, maybe that's a different annual.
That was the Uncanny one. That's why I was asking.
In this, because in this, I think in the regular 2099, when she had her husband and kids, magic was the Sorcerer Supreme. But now, since she's been gone so long and gone back to 2099, the timeline's changed.
Oh, now it's him. Okay,
what it is. So he's pretty much telling her that, like, you need to go, you know, everything's so messed up, you need to go back to where you started. So at the end of the book is when she meets up with the all-new X-Men, and the Cuckoos are like, you know, are you okay? We know what happened to you. And she's like, no, I'm good. I'm fine. Don't tell anyone. Wow. So I'm just so happy that that finally got answered, because I'm like, what happened to this girl? I like this new mutant, but like, what the hell happened to her?
Right. What the hell is going on?
But you don't find out. Know. You don't find out who her husband was or her kid was. So they're pretty much like non-existent, right?
Because well, they were part of the new X-Men 2099.
Probably.
So. God only knows. Ken would know because he actually read 2099 X-Men. Okay. I have number one graded, but that's about it.
You're like,
that's
but I'm like, not going to let you open that and read it.
Right? I don't want to read that. I just think it's cool.
Yeah.
All right. So my last book is the new book from Tim Seeley, Effigy. And this is kind of interesting because it starts out where you're like, what is going on? This is like some kind of crazy space legion of superheroes book. And then you find out it's a show called Star Cops. And then so the one girl who was on the show ended up becoming a real cop in real life, and somebody tries to give her crap, and then they were like, by the way, nice sex tape. And she's like, yeah, well, when you need money, you know, that was the best. That was one of the worst ideas my mother had, but whatever. And you're like, your mother? And her mother was her manager. So, awesome. Yeah. So then she actually goes to a crime scene. It's called Serpent Mound. Excuse me. It's called Serpent Mound, and they're in Ohio. And the guy that the other detective that's there is like, holy crap, this is crazy. And the reason they called that cop specifically because on the back of the body was the Star Cops logo tattooed. Mm-hmm. So they want to know if there's any kind of
connection.
And you just see this guy who created Star Cops get a royalties check, and he's like, you know what to do with it, don't you? And his servant girl sets it on the ground, and he just totally pees on it. And it's like, send it back to them. And so it makes me kind of go, what is going on in this book? Like, who is what, and why are they there? And,
mm-hmm.
You know, what does the show have to do with any of this stuff? So I'm kind of curious to see where it goes. And I really like Tim Seeley's stuff, so I'm going to check it out. I'm pretty positive it's Tim Seeley. Let me just double check.
Double check.
If I can find it. Do-do-do. Might be at the end. Oh, wait. Is that it? There it is. Oh, it's Tim Seeley. It is. And Marley Zarcone is the artist. And I like the art, too. So, it's pretty fun. I dig it. Check it out.
I like the cover.
The cover's really cool. This was out on Vertigo. Came out, I think, last week. So, sometime in January. Well, I know that.
Yeah, right.
So, right?
Sometime right. In the past 6 weeks.
Yeah. Well, in the past 3 weeks, 4 weeks is when we did the last one. So, should be cool.
Cool.
All right.
All right. So, my last book is Bitch Planet number 2.
Bitch Planet.
So, the beginning of this starts off is like there's this huge press conference. It kind of seems like it's before like some extravagant event. They say it kind of ends with this guy being like, you know, let the games begin, blah, blah, blah. So you kind of think maybe it's like an Olympics thing or something going on. He walks, he winds up having a conversation with one of the guys who works for him or who wants to work for him. And he's like, you know, all the ratings are up, but people aren't caring about like the people on TV. And that's the important part about like, you know, it's not about ratings. It's about like, you know, emotions and people getting involved. So the next couple pages are actually on like the bitch planet, and the one chick, I forget her name. I think it's like Coma or something. She's got the Afro chick with like, the red. She's actually just in a room with all these screens, and pretty much like the one chick who is dressed up like the nun. They have her dressed up kind of more. I don't know, kind of dominatrixy, but she's pretty much trying to get her guilty and confess that she killed the blonde chick in the last issue. And she's like, I'm not going to confess something I didn't do, blah, blah, blah. So she winds up punching one of the screens and breaking them. So one of the people who works on Bitch Planet actually comes in and confronts her and actually winds up being a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, you know, you have pretty much leadership ability. Why don't you make this team for these, like, games, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, I'm not going to play into what you want us to do. I'm not going to...
It's pretty crazy. It's like lady gladiatorial
kind of, yeah, stuff. So, like, the next page after she said to this lady, no, all the other prisoners, while they're doing, like, they're, like, running or working out or something, they're all like, you know, you should totally do this. I know people who, you know, I have, like, some other girls in mind, and we can all make a team, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So by the end of the book, she winds up, you know, telling the one chick who works at the Bitch Planet, like, you know, I will do this for you and I'll make this team, but I have conditions.
Do you find it weird that they, when they're working out in their underwear?
Like in the bras, and like, yeah, sports bras and underwear.
I was like,
well, it's prison.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
That's why I kind of like me.
Okay, because I was just like,
oh, it's funny while they're
just weird
out,
though.
That bigger lady in the background, yeah, like starts like a whole riot again.
Mm-hmm.
Like each panel, like more people.
Or,
like,
yeah,
yeah, and by the end, it's like the whole all of them that are working out. It's hilarious. And then like the last couple panels, I guess like something horrific happened on TV, and pretty much like something awful happened on TV, and the guy who runs the Bitch Planet and like the TV is like, see, like, this is like heartbreaking for people, and this is how you get their emotions running high to get better ratings and blah blah blah.
Well, yeah, because the whole issue, like, all the dudes just talk about ratings.
Yeah,
yeah, I like it though.
It's good.
I really, really like it. Did you read the notes in the back, like where Deconics, like?
No, because I like just read this.
Okay.
Like a couple hours ago.
It's really funny, like Deconics' letter in there, that part, the bitch fest part. Like as you read it, mm-hmm, it's random. Randomly, she throws in lines of song lyrics, and then at the end, it's like the last one. It's like she says whatever it is, and then she's like, only Kit really gets me. And for those who don't know, Kit's her personal assistant.
Yeah.
So it's really funny. And I was less like, that's hilarious. Like, one of them's like, welcome to the jungle.
Yeah, and there's like, dirty deeds, thunder, cheap. And it's all like in caps. And
it's then
there's
awesome.
There's a bunch of stuff. Yeah.
Right. So
fun.
Cool. All right. Here's some stuff coming out today in your local NDC, which most of the stuff we have on the shelf right now.
Mm-hmm.
Town Called Dragon 5, Action Comics 39, Afterlife with Archie Magazine version number 4, All New Captain America, Fear Him, number 1, Amakomi Girls is back with a new trade, volume 3, Angel in Faith, season 10, number 11, Angela, Assassin of Asgard, 3, Annihilators 5, Ant-Man 2, Aquaman and the Others 10, Avengers 41, Batman 66, number 19, Batman Eternal 44, Birthright 5, Battlestar Galactica, Death of Apollo, number 3, let's see, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes 3, Dead at 17, Blasphemy's Throne 6, Detective Comics 39, Django and Zorro, number 3, Earth 2, 31, Earth 2 World's End 18, East of West 17, like the sixth print, I think. It's like the fourth or fifth print, or sixth,
Gwen
I don't
Stacy.
Even know. The Gwen Stacy Edge of Spider-Verse number 2.
One.
Yeah, it's something ridiculous, like it's very crazy. It's a really good issue, but geez. It's purple.
Yeah.
They're running out of colors.
Yeah.
Egos 5, Enormous 6, Escape from New York 3, Feathers number 2, Fiction Squad 5, Flash Season 0 number 5, Garfield 34, Ghost 12, Ghost Fleet 4, G.I. Joe, the regular G.I. Joe series number 5, Goon, Once Upon a Hard Time, Black Vortex, Alpha number 1, Grayson number 7, Green Arrow 39, Green Lantern 39, Hawkeye 21.
Yay!
Woo! So Matt Fraction's last issue will be 22. It is actually going to come out after Lemire's issue 1, just so you know.
Oh.
Right? It's crazy. I wonder who's the fault. I can't tell. Anyway, Batman, Hellboy and BPRD number 3, Hulk number 11, Imperium number 1 from Valiant, Injustice number 3, Jungle Jim number 1, Lady Demon number 2, Lady Killers number 2, Legendary Vampirella number 1, Lobo number 5, Looney Tunes 223, the Marvel Ant-Man movie Prelude number 1. So if you want to know what the setup is for the movie, come by your issue. Mega Man 45, Miss Marvel 11, Future's End 40, New Vampirella 9, New Zodiacs number 1, Oddly Normal 5, Operation Sin 2, Penguins of Madagascar 3, Planet Gigantic number 4, a whole bunch of awesome pop dolls, Postal number 1, Punisher 15, Rat God number 1, which actually looked kind of interesting. Red Sonja, Vulture Circle 2, Sherlock Holmes Steam Detective number 1. So if you like Sherlock Holmes and you want a steampunk version, check it out. Sixth Gun, Days of the Dead 5, Skylanders 5, Sonic Universe 30 or 72, Spawn 250, and all 10 covers of it came out today.
John, there were only 5
covers. It's the return of what was the first Spawn?
I don't remember.
Al Simmons. First return of Al Simmons. He's back being Spawn in this issue. Spider-Woman number 2 reprints. Star Wars number 2 from Marvel Comics. Come by your second Star Wars. First one was all right. I guess we didn't talk about that. We could probably recap that in a minute here. Steven Universe 7, Superman 38, which is apparently the first time Superman uses a new power in 70 years.
I don't even care.
New
about
power is called Solar Flare, where he just like radiates beams out of him. But I think that Supergirl used the same power a couple issues ago, so I don't know how they're working that. Superman Earth 1 Hardcover Volume 3. So if you like number 1 and number 2 that have been coming out every like 3 years, check this one out. I picked it up today. I'm going to read it. I'll let you know probably next week. Swamp Thing 39. Thor number 1 reprints. Some Throne of Atlantis action figures. Exo Manowar 33. Woods 10. Wolverines 5. Unbeatable Squirrel Girl number 2. Transformers More Than Meets the Eye 37. All right, so let's talk about Star Wars real quick, because that, I'm pretty positive, came out before the last time we did this.
Yes.
So, did you read it?
No.
Okay. So, I like the book, but I felt...
Where timeline-wise is that supposed to be?
It's supposed to be between 4 and 5. So, okay. Between New Hope, before Empire.
Okay.
I kind of felt that Luke was too advanced in his Jedi-ness.
Right.
Because he's kind of like communing with Ben, and he's getting ready to fight Vader, and he's doing a lot of Jedi stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And either Han really just isn't a very creative guy when it comes to quips, because I feel like they took his dialogue straight out of the movie, including everything he called everyone. Like, he keeps calling C-3PO like Goldenrod and stuff that he called him in the movies. And I felt he was very boring and static.
Yeah.
I like Chewie because they had him as like a sniper for once. Ooh,
that's
which cool. Kinda cool.
That's cool.
But Leia was pretty boring. Han was pretty boring. I was like, I don't know where this, like, it didn't feel right to be between 4 and 5 to me. Like, people either felt not where I thought they would have been between 4 and 5. Or beyond where they should have been between 4 and 5.
Luke doesn't even learn a bunch of Jedi stuff until he goes to Yoda in
right,
Empire.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. So I'm like, so is this really supposed to be between 4 and 5? But me, whatever.
This happens sometime.
Yeah, so I'm going to give it a couple more issues to see what goes on, to see how it goes, because it might just be that the first issue just was weird like that, and they wanted to put a bunch of stuff in there to make it work. Or, I don't know. But I kind of dug it. As a Star Wars fan, I liked it. But as a comic reader, I was very much so like, what? Like, why do I have this weird feeling that they're way too advanced from where they should be?
Right, yeah.
You know? So.
There's so many Star Wars comics, too. It's, like, ridiculous. Well, I've really always wanted to read Star Wars Legacy. I heard that was supposed to be really good.
It was, but now those books mean nothing because all of the Dark Horse stuff is no longer considered any kind of canon. They're completely starting over scratch with the Marvel stuff because Disney owns Marvel, Disney owns Star Wars, so everything that comes out now is canon, including the new movies. So, all right, so the big discussion, because this happened this last month now, it happened in January,
mm-hmm.
an announcement was made that Pittsburgh Comic Con was bought by Wizard World.
So it's going to be on their loop of stuff every year?
Yeah, Wizard World, Pittsburgh. So let's talk about that. Like, pros, cons, what we think, how we feel about it. Because I have vended at it. Mm-hmm. I have been at a
Wizard World.
I've both been to a Wizard World, and I've never vended at a Wizard World.
Okay.
I just know that I know a lot of people that do.
Mm-hmm.
This will be our first Wizard World that we will be vending at. And I've also been a customer at them. And you have been a cosplayer at Pittsburgh Comic Con.
Right. I've never been to a Wizard World.
So, first off, let me tell you that as of right now, as far as I know, yes, we are still vending at Pittsburgh, Wizard World Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
They put out a statement that said anyone who had prepaid, they're going to honor all the prices and stuff and blah, blah, blah. So that's awesome.
That's good, yeah.
Because we prepaid.
Mm-hmm.
The bad part is their rates went up.
I heard it's like $85 for the whole weekend.
Yeah, which is...
That's kind of ridiculous.
It's weird. I'm going to pull up the website. And
I mean, I can see if it was an established Wizard World being $85, but if it's your first Wizard World, like the first time it's going to be Wizard World, I mean, why don't you just make it like 65 or 60?
Right. Like, that's kind of the idea. And it's 3 days still, mm-hmm. which is good. It's still going to be at the David L. Lawrence. Okay. It's the 11th, 12th, and 13th. This is the first time it is going to be a Wizard World. So the guest list so far. Ooh, someone just added. All right. Here's the guest list so far. All right. Ian Somerhalder, who was on the Vampire Diaries.
Oh, I never watched that.
He also played Boone on Lost.
I never watched that
either. What?
I'm not watching Lost.
Yeah, so all the tweens that watch Vampire Diaries are going to like it. He's a really good actor. I thought he was a really good actor. He comes off as the total a-hole, and I kind of like that. James Marsters, who played Spike on Buffy. And on Angel. And he was on Caprica, and he was on Torchwood.
He was actually in an episode of... There was an episode of Supernatural a few seasons back, and him and Charisma Carpenter, who played Cordelia, were actually, like... He was a warlock, and she was a witch, and they were, like, you know, super ancient, and they were getting a divorce, and they were, like, smiting each other, like, with their magic and stuff. It was, like... And I'm like, shit, that's Spike and Cordelia. Oh, yeah. My God. It was great.
A lot of people don't remember him from this, but he was also Brainiac on Smallville.
Oh, see, I didn't watch Smallville.
Yeah, like, so he was Brainiac for, like, a good 2 seasons, I think. It was crazy. And then this one's going to make my sister super happy. Jason David Frank, the Green Ranger, Tommy.
He's at all the Wizard Worlds, and yeah, he always...
I think he has, like, a big contract
yeah,
with him.
Yeah, because he's always there, and he's also always one of the cosplay judges at the cosplay contest.
Yeah, I also know he's, like, a professional MMA fighter.
Oh.
He also, I guess, is one of the cheapest dudes to get, like, signatures and stuff, mm-hmm. and I guess he's, like, super, super cool.
That's cool.
So I'm probably going to have to go meet him for my sister and possibly get my dragon dagger signed. Lou Ferrigno, who played the Hulk. Mm-hmm. Tom DeFalco, who was like one of the biggest names in Marvel for a long time.
Yeah.
Wrote a lot of stuff, created the MCU Universe with Ron Frenz, who's from Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. Did Spider-Girl. Nice. You know, did like a lot of Spider-Man stuff. Really good dude. Mm-hmm. Did the Thor stuff with Ron. Like, it was pretty much like DeFalco and Friends were like a thing. Like, they were a huge deal back in like the 90s.
Nice.
Like the 80s and 90s. They were huge. both really cool dudes. He used to be editor-in-chief at Marvel, so that's cool too. I think this is the first time he's been to Pittsburgh in a long time, though. So, but that is all of the people so far.
I'm sure there'll be a crap ton more.
All right, so let's see. So Friday, the hours change too. So Friday, it's 3 to 8. It's 3 to 8 p.m. Okay, because it used to be like 5 to 8 or 5 to 10.
What, on Friday night?
Yeah.
No, because I remember when I for Pittsburgh Comic Con. If you had advance tickets, you get in at like noon instead of 1 o'clock.
Okay. Oh, so. That's right. So it's later. It's actually later on that one. Saturday is 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Oh, that's good.
Which I think is later because I think they were done at 6 last year.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right.
And then Sunday is 11 to 5. And I think last year was noon to 5. Or
I think it was actually till 4.
Noon. Yeah, I think
because I was caught off guard.
It
by
might
that.
Be 11 to 4, but it was either way. It's a little weird. Children under free still getting free. Two paid adults admission. Blah, blah. Okay, 3-day general admission attendees get an exclusive variant cover to Walking Dead number 1, and the artist will be on hand to sign. Autograph fees may apply. VIP attendees will receive 2 limited edition exclusive covers for The Walking Dead number 1, a regular cover and sketchbook, and black and white cover. 3-day admission pass, $85 that day. If you buy it ahead of time, it's $75, so you save $10. 1-day admission. See, actually, it doesn't tell you what the 1-day admission is.
Oh, that's odd.
Yeah, hold on. Let me click this link. There's like a bunch of different things. Like you can get like certain ones where you get so many autographs from people and blah, blah, blah. So, okay. So there's 3 different things. Let me just see here about clicking, getting some tickets. Okay. So Friday, 1-day admission, $35. Saturday, 1-day admission, $45. Sunday, 1-day admission, $40. So if you buy the 3-day pass now, you basically get Sunday for free. You save yourself $40. That's not bad.
It's not bad.
Right. But the admission, I do believe, went up like almost $10, right? Wasn't it like 25-ish last year?
I don't know. When I bought a 3-day pass for Pittsburgh Comic Con, it was $50.
Okay. Still. Okay, so that's $25 more
right.
for a 3-day pass.
Mm-hmm.
But...
But I think it's worth getting a 3-day pass because it's Saturday and Sunday are always the more popular days. And if you go to the, sometimes with cons, if you go to the door Saturday, you might not get in because they might already be over full.
Right. Yeah, there's a lot of crazy stuff. There is a VIP experience for David Frank, a VIP experience for Sam Halder, and a 3-day VIP package just in general that's $200. Ian's VIP package is $250. David Frank meet and greet package, $75. See what I mean by like he's like way cheaper than a lot of people.
Yeah.
But he's still really cool. Let me see if they give me a breakdown of what else goes on during Pittsburgh Comic Con. Wizard World Pittsburgh. That's going to be so weird.
Not saying Pittsburgh Comic Con.
Yeah, Wizard World Pittsburgh. Actually, I think it's... whatever. I don't even care. It'll be fun. Either way, I think it'll be fun to check out.
Yeah.
So the pros of having a Wizard World Pittsburgh would be better guest list. Probably more selection of stuff.
Probably like more vendors. Like more things to do.
Yeah, more things to do. More
panels and stuff.
More panels. Lots more cosplay. If you're into cosplay, Wizard World is like the thing hardcore. To go. Yeah, they usually have like huge cosplay events. The downside to Wizard World is you're now paying more money for a place that's more money to park at and harder to park at.
Yeah, I'm saying if you can park.
If you can park, because you're at David L. Lawrence. And the on the vendor side, people that tend to go to Wizard World tend to not really buy stuff. They go to look. Mm-hmm. They go to meet the artists. They go to meet the guests. They don't really go to buy things.
I always buy stuff at cons. It's like redonkulous.
Right. But not everybody does. Or they're looking for like the super, super key stuff. And like a lot of stuff. And a lot of vendors will upcharge because they need to pay for that table. And their table prices are pretty nuts. For a regular Artist Alley table, I heard $300. $300. That's insane. That is twice what Pittsburgh Comic Con was charging.
Wow.
Twice. But I don't. That's what I heard. I'm not confirming that.
Yeah.
But I do know that the rates are pretty expensive because I've talked to them about doing.
Everything's gonna be more expensive.
Yeah, because I know.
$5 hot dog.
Right. $10 hot dog. What are you talking about? $5 water.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, you're gonna use this water fountain? $2. But
you can't bring your own liquids in.
Because I know like some of the rates are pretty nuts because I remember talking to them about Philly last year because they called and asked if we would do Philly. And I was like, well, what are your rates so I can talk to the owner and blah, blah, blah. And they told me and I was like, that's a little out of my price range, I think. But here's his number, whatever. Talk to him. You know, you never know.
Right.
I don't really know what we're paying for blah, blah, blah. And we ended up not doing the show. I don't know if it was the price or the weekend. It didn't work. I don't know, whatever. And Philly's an expensive city to be in anyway.
Right.
At least here, we don't have to pay for a hotel.
Well, you know, we're right here. I personally, if I go all 3 days to Wizard World, I would probably get a hotel because I do not want to drive in and out of Pittsburgh 3 days in a row. Right. That is awful. I hate driving to Pittsburgh. I hate it. Like Bob will give you stories of my road rage driving in Pittsburgh.
It's awful. I'm probably gonna either go to take the T down to like Steel Plaza and walk over.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to park at my buddy's house on the north side and just walk across the bridge.
That's a good idea.
Because it's like, I don't know, a 15-minute walk from there because we walked it going to the arena one time.
Mm-hmm.
And he totally said I can crash on his couch all weekend too. And I was like, I don't know, man. I think I'm going to go home, but whatever. What's nice, though, is there's a lot of cool restaurants, a lot of great other things to check out while you're down there. So for the people that have never done this before, it's a total experience of downtown.
Right.
You know, like, if you're going to go... Like, get a hotel now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's not the Marriott. There's a Marriott down there, but there's a lot of hotels, like, right there because it's right by the Consol Energy Center.
Right.
But there's one that's, like, across the street with the fish market. I wish I could remember what it is. It's not a Marriott, though, but I keep wanting to say Marriott.
Like a Radisson.
It might be, but I don't remember. And anyway, it's a really nice hotel because I stayed there 2 years ago because Magic the Gathering, Wizards of the Coast had a Magic the Gathering Grand Prix Pittsburgh, that we're having again in this November. And a buddy of mine had already had the hotel room because he was coming in from Ohio. And he was like, my buddy's bailed on me. Do you just want to stay here and we can just walk over every day? And I was like, sure.
You're like, I have no problem with this.
So I told my wife she had to take the dogs out for 3 days while I stayed in a hotel and went to play Magic.
Nice.
And the hotel was really nice. The service was amazing. The hotel room was really clean.
Mm-hmm.
If you're worried about paying for the price, it's worth it. It's right there. There's a coffee bar in the main lobby. Like, in the lobby, you kind of have to go down the hallway, but there's a coffee bar. There's a gift shop. There's, like, a dollary gift shop thing. Mm-hmm. Then there's an actual gift shop, and then there's the fish market restaurant.
Yeah.
Across the street, there's Tenpenny. If you go down that street, which I think is Liberty, you get either Liberty or Penn. There's all kinds of stuff. There's just a bunch of bars. There's a lot of great restaurants.
I'm like sure they'll have Sharp Edge is there somewhere too.
Yeah, like the Sharp Edge is there. You can if you plan it right, you could go to a Pirates game the same week or weekend, depending on when they're playing. Because if they're playing Thursday night, you can come in, get your hotel room, go to the Pirates game Thursday night, go to con Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or if the game's at 7 o'clock, all those times are like you can just leave con an hour early, walk, I don't know, 6 blocks to the stadium, go check it out, or like from your hotel room watch the fireworks show on Friday night because that's what they do. You know, and there's a lot of other cool clubs the other way. You can go to the original Permanis. You can check out the Heinz. The Heinz Museum is right there. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of really cool stuff.
There's a lot of stuff in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, if you want to check out Console Energy Center and you've never been there. Toonzeum is right there.
That's fine. I've been there.
Yeah, that would be great. I know there's at least three Starbucks in like within three blocks of there.
Oh well, I mean, if so, there's a Starbucks, I mean.
Hey, wait, when you're at a con like that, you need Starbucks. Let me tell you.
Of coffee.
Depending on what Pittsburgh Theater Company's doing, you can walk down to the Benedum. It's right there too. It's like three or four blocks.
Yeah.
It's really worth it if you're gonna go and make a whole weekend out of it.
Yeah.
Like even if you're gonna just go to the con and then just do whatever, it's a huge deal. There is a lot of cool stuff that go on there.
Yeah.
And with Wizard World coming in, they may pull in, like, we may see big publishing vendors. Mm-hmm. We may see movie company vendor guys. We might see a lot more stuff. It's very up in the air. This is the first one they've ever done, and I think they're going to kind of...
We won't really know till after it ends.
Yeah. So there's two ways this can go. It's either going to go... They're going to completely... Go for gold and do like the best show ever, and then the next one will be a little less, so everybody will feel like the second one wasn't worth the money,
right?
Or it's gonna be like medium tier because they want to see what people go for, you know. But I would totally love to like buy like the reaction figure Spike and go up to James Marsters and be like, "Hey man, can you sign this for me?" And
I know.
By the way, I really, really thank you. You're a terrible singer because the musical episode is pretty bad.
Musical episode is like, so funny.
I'd be like, "Do you ever sing Rest in Peace?" Like just sitting around your house. Do you miss the leather jacket?
Yeah, and your blonde hair.
Yeah, and your Billy Idol bleach blonde hair, and
that's so crazy.
It's gonna be even weirder though, like. The hardest transition for me, and what took me so long to realize it was him in Smallville, was we didn't speak with the British accent.
He didn't speak.
He doesn't actually have that accent. He's from Texas.
Really?
Yeah.
I always thought he was British.
He's from Austin, Texas, I think.
Wow.
So it's interesting though, but we'll see. I'm really curious. Like, cause somebody yesterday came in and asked about like what our thoughts were, and I was like, I think it's a total crapshoot at this point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like. But if you're into cosplay, it's a good place to go.
Yeah.
It's
although
just
now, like my low end cosplay will be like shunned. It'll be like, oh god, you're not good enough. This is the cosplay snobs at Wizard World.
Well, yeah, because I know that Cosplay Philly is like a huge cosplay, or Wizard World Philly is a huge cosplay thing.
Yeah.
Like, and it'll be very interesting. But I definitely think we're gonna check it out. We're gonna play the field, see how it goes.
Yeah.
Hopefully everybody does well.
I hope it's more of a positive thing than a negative thing.
Yeah, me too. Cause like, nothing like, not to say that Pittsburgh Comic Con was bad, but it definitely was not like Baltimore or New York Comic Con.
I haven't been to the Baltimore Con, but I've been to cons at the Baltimore Convention Center and like, it's like, they're huge.
Yeah. Like Baltimore Comic Con was like twice the size of Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Well, the old Pittsburgh one. It should be about the same size.
I definitely feel like this past Pittsburgh Comic Con, I mean, I was only able to go one day because of working, but I feel like they had a lot more panels and stuff, which I missed all the ones I wanted to go to because I had to work Saturday. So I just went Saturday.
Whoops.
Like,
yeah.
Stop scheduling it on the weekends. I have to work.
I will try not to schedule you on the weekend, just so you know. Although I'll probably be working it, so you might. I know, but
yeah,
I don't know. But yeah, so I think it's gonna be. I think it's gonna be a positive thing for the city.
Yeah, definitely.
I just don't know for specifically the vendor side of me says I don't know if it's going to justify the booth, but we'll check it out. You never know. Might bring the right people in. The fanboy side of me loves the idea.
You're like, oh, Green Ranger, rah!
Yeah, well, not really. Like,
yes, you are.
He's cool. No, I liked him better when he was the White Ranger. No, I lied. He was way better as the Green Ranger first. He was, but he was the first White Ranger too. And then he was the longest running Power Ranger.
And didn't at one point become the evil Green Ranger, right?
Well, he started out as the evil Green Ranger.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
I thought he changed. I don't remember. It was so long ago.
And then he turned good, and then they. They like the coin, the the dragon coin ran out of juice and they rejuiced him and turned him into a good guy. Stuff. Yeah. Anyway. I don't secretly agree with my sister and think he's awesome.
I don't think I agree with her the way she likes him, but
no, I always liked him. I thought he was good. He was the longest running Power Ranger, consecutive Power Ranger, so that to me, you know, that says a lot for a show that's been around for what, almost 25 years now?
Yeah.
Jesus, we're getting old.
Well, it's still, you know what, at one point it's just like, how do little kids not get confused because they keep changing?
Like every 2 years they change
the Power Rangers thing. I'm just like, oh God, little kids, why are you not?
Jungle Strike and then like Dragon Force and.
Yeah, just all a bunch of weird stuff.
Power Rangers, Dragon Force, they just become a band and play things super fast.
Nice. Well, okay.
Yeah. So here's the other part of Pittsburgh or of Wizard World Pittsburgh that I think is going to be a positive. I think it's going to make Pittsburgh more of a place where more celebrities want to come, more writers, more artists, more guests in general. So I hope that it pans out to where more artists, more people want to come and do signings in the store, because I'm really pushing for more signings in the store.
Mm-hmm.
I really love doing that. By the way, if you guys have anybody interested in being a vendor at one of our shows, let me know. If you guys have any guests that you would like to see at the show, please email me.
I would like to see Neil Gaiman or Kelly
Sudikonic. Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, I know.
but I actually, like, so I emailed Kelly Sudikonic and Matt Fraction to ask them about this, all right? So, which is how I knew Kit was her personal assistant, because I happened to end up talking to her.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, so they have kids and they don't do a lot of cons or like weekend deals because they don't like to be away from their kids. And I'm like, that's totally cool. Like, I understand that. Thank you for at least getting back to me.
Mm-hmm.
But they were really cool people. I really, like, I gave them an open invite.
Mm-hmm.
They were really appreciative of that. That's really cool. I would love to see them. Because I know last year, like, they didn't do a lot of cons. Like, Kelly Sue did Dragon Con.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think they're both doing a con in, like, North or South Carolina sometime in the summer. Like, they're both going.
They're both going to, it's in North Carolina, and it's, I can't even think of the name of it. It's MegaCon.
It's somewhere. I don't. Marissa and Sam said they might go.
Yeah, it's in like Raleigh. It's huge. Mm-hmm. It's oh man, why can't I think of it? I can't think of the name of it. It's like one of the biggest cons on the East Coast. It's like one of the top 10 too. It's gonna bother me that I can't think of what it is. Because I think Todd vended there last year, so I think he's going in this year, which makes me go, hey Todd, let me go. But I know like. They did those, and then they did, like, New York, and they did San Diego. And I think that was it. Like, they really don't do a lot.
Well, I mean,
and
Neil
Gaiman
kids.
Does...
Yeah.
He doesn't like to travel a lot, I guess.
Mm-mm.
So, unless he's with his wife on the road because she's in a band.
Right, yeah.
So, he does C2E2 because it's, like, 2 hours from his house. And that's pretty... And, like, I think he does Emerald City Con in, like, Kansas or wherever that is.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it. Like... He doesn't go out a lot, and it costs like a lot for him, which is crazy. And he's crazy busy, and he's really good at what he does. So I understand, you know. but if you have any ideas of people that you want us to see or try to get a hold of, let me know. You can email us at the Toddcast email, or you can email me at mills@ndcomics.com. And you can let me know, or you can hit me up on Facebook like most of you do already.
John.
It's crazy. I love the fact that people reach out to me. I've never been in a job where it's been so accepted and cool. But I love the fact that when people do that, they're not jerks about it. Like, they're not like, John, I need you to do this. It's, hey, man, like, can you do this for me?
Yeah.
Like, it would be really cool if you could. And I'm always like, yeah, that's totally cool because you're not a jerk and you're asking nicely.
Yeah. You have manners.
So, yeah. And guys do that all the time. And I'm really cool about it. Like, a lot of our subscribers who have my personal cell number, they totally text me about stuff and I take care of them. Why? Because I love them. They're awesome. They're great people. Everybody that shops here is amazing. Mm-hmm. We like to see it grow. We had a great year for the company. Every store has been doing really great.
Awesome.
You know, we really appreciate everybody coming out. And lastly, we're going to do a plug for Ladies Night because we're getting close to that year mark, right?
May. May is a year of Ladies Night.
So there are two more and then the year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I have something super cool planned for the February one. So if you're not doing anything and you're a lady on February 26th at 6 p.m., you better be at the Mills.
Or in else. The NDC. I don't even know what this is.
I can't tell you.
John won't tell me.
Because you'll tell everyone. Well, I don't know why. And then the surprise will be ruined.
But I keep secrets. I'm not gossipy. I don't know why you're thinking about this.
It doesn't. I just don't want anything. I don't want that possibility to happen.
It's fine.
Because
I just don't want you to think I'm a blabbermouth.
Yeah, but I don't want you to tell someone who you might think isn't really part of it, and then them tell someone, or you're really good friends with Amanda, and I know you would tell her, and then
I would not tell Amanda.
I don't know her well enough yet to know. Either way, I kind of want to see all of your faces. So
you just have to tell really me cool. before everyone else comes.
I will tell you that day. That's fine. So if you have a lady in your life who is kind of nerdy and likes to read comics, this month, it's the Diffraction month.
It's Bitch Planet number one. Boom. And Odyssey number one. Boom. Which I just read Odyssey number one earlier today, and it's kind of weird.
It is weird, but I like
it. But the art's neat. It's really trippy.
It is, and I think that's the only part that kind of turned me off on it.
I feel like this book is a giant acid trip.
That's what I said!
Yeah.
So, it's really good, though. Check it out. Number two just came out like 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. It's a really good book. They're both on Image. They're done by by Matt Fraction and Kelly Sue DeConnick, which is why it's called the DeConnick Month, or yeah. The Diffraction Month.
Diffraction, yeah.
So definitely check it out. It's a lot of fun. Every lady that's there is awesome. There's a core group, about 12 to 15 ladies that come every single month. Mm-hmm. This is a really great thing. We've had a lot of great feedback from it. A lot of husbands tell me that they love when their wife comes home from it because they're not normally like nerdy about anything and they just keep coming back and they like the friendship they've developed with a lot of the girls and everything else. Like, it's really, really, really cool.
Awesome.
So it as a bad joke, would you actually call, like, are you going to be like, so welcome to the Bitch Planet tonight. We're all non-compliant.
Well, I am.
You got the tattoo of it.
Oh, so I showed Marissa this because I texted her when I first got this. I showed it to her when she came over for New Year's, and she's like, wait a minute, that's real? And I'm like, yeah, what'd you think it was when I texted it to you? She's like, well, I know they have the fake rub-on tattoos. I'm like, this is real. And I'm like, do you want to touch it? She's like, oh, it is real. I'm like, it is.
That's right. Ange is non-compliant. So now go read Bitch Planet number one and figure that out.
Yeah.
So, but that's about it. That's all we got for this time. We are going to try to keep doing these more regularly. We are really sorry about that. And I am.
Okay.
We might just try to do these Wednesdays now, but we're going to try. We'll see. But that's about it. You got anything else?
Nope, because if I do, it's going to turn to another hour of ranting about something. We can save it for next time.
We can either save it for next time or you can talk to me after we're done. Okay. All right, cool. Have a good night, guys. Later.
Good night.